Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu. I'm here at the Framing and Art Center in Hamilton, and I'm here with a longtime friend and artist extraordinaire, Mr. Adriel Van Vliet. Good to see you, man.
Thank you. Good to see you as well. Thanks for coming.
Oh, no problem. So this isn't the first gallery you've done, but it's the first one your children's been involved with.
That's right.
How'd that come about?
Well, Amelia, my daughter, who's seven, we've painted quite a few paintings together, mostly in watercolor, and some smaller pieces with acrylic. And anyway, I was thinking about doing just a project. We laid out one canvas. It was, I think it's one out there, it's 3x3, about 3 feet by 3 feet. And I basically gave him a couple cups of color and said, do what you do. And I, at that point there, I was working on a show for this gallery, but I was working on a different show altogether of my own work in watercolor. And when it happened, and then I took it to there, and then I added the lines, which are basically the outline, the shapes that they put themselves. It really came together, and that's when we decided that we were going to, together as a family, make, like, I think we did seven all together, and six of them are showing. So it was just
cool.
Just kind of like, I guess, came to be because they were there and they were willing, especially Amelia.
I was going to say, were they excited to help Dad out?
They're still talking about it. We're talking about another series right now involving texture. So
nice.
So we're already, it's, who knows? Who knows? And I'm talking about also going with, there's another artist that I'd like to collaborate with. So there's some collaborations in the works.
Cool. So my favorite piece today was one called, was it Elements?
Elements, yeah.
Tell me the origin of that one.
Well, Elements was done by myself and another friend. This is the only piece in the show that was not collaborated with the children. And it was done by a friend of mine, Leanne Prevost, who studied at Sheridan for interior decorating, went on to study design or architecture as well at Ryerson College, and is now working in movies, actually. She does art direction for, I believe, the movie she's working, or sorry, the show. She's on a television show, and I believe it's Beauty and the Beast right now she's working on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's doing she's the art director for Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, nice.
And so she collaborated on that, and I finished it just recently. So that piece there, and it's meant to be the elements, the different elements, earth, wind, and fire. And so there's quite a few different forces involved there, and that's what we had done, which was very free form when we painted it, Leanne and I. And I then added the same line works that I was working on with the series that the kids and I worked on, so just to finish it, and it seemed to work well to see that little finishing touch. It was always needing something.
Yeah, it's an awesome piece.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. So I've known you for quite a while, like about 13 years.
I thought it was 14 years. But
almost 14, yeah. But I've always known you to be a fantastic artist. I used to see your drawings and stuff like that. How old were you when you first discovered you had this talent?
Well, it's funny because it's, you call it talent, but I guess at one point you have that, I guess you have a gift to be able to recognize color and recognize shape.
Right.
When I was younger, it was actually my brother Joel. There's a couple of kids in the family, or quite a few, seven kids altogether. And Joel was the artist, and I was the writer. And that was just the way that this went. Joel did artwork, I did writing, and that was, you didn't do what the other person did because that's their thing.
Right.
Well, I decided I wanted to, so but I was probably about 14 when I first picked up, seriously, I guess, pencil. And started doing graphite, and started doing a lot of pencil drawings, and doing a lot of caricatures of people, and then I was known at church for sitting in the row and handing pictures out to my friends. I'd do a picture, and they'd all love it, and they'd say, when you become famous, we're hobbies.
And cool.
So wait on that. But as time progressed, I was got bored of no color, and I started introducing color, and through that medium, firstly, I did watercolor, and then oil, and then I started mixing with acrylic. And then I started mixing acrylic and epoxy, and then I started doing encaustic and epoxy, and encaustic is a wax, and then pen and ink. I did a series of pen and ink, and so I've pretty much experimented with, you name it, I've experimented with that, and a lot of multimedia. mixing the contents of my vacuum cleaner and the contents of my dryer lint in with oil paint to get that texture and see how it would build. And I sold quite a few just like that. I never got into anything in a bodily sense, if you know what I mean. But there are some artists that have done that. I've veered away.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. And who were some of your influences?
To start off, I remember I was asked this. The first influence, I guess, or the first thing that I noticed was there's a painting, which you probably heard of. It's called The Persistence of Memory by Salvador Dali. And it's where you see the clocks are kind of folding over, melting over.
Oh, right, yeah.
You probably, I'm sure,
have
seen it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
When I saw that, it wasn't the subject matter. It was the bold colors and the vacant space, that open space that really attracted me. And it was so grand and so vast. My first influence was there. And then I moved on to, there's another artist, M.C. Escher, who you would probably recognize, the stairways leading back to where they began. Very, very mathematical drawing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You see where you can't figure out how the stair went down, but then it's up again. And I don't know if you remember.
I think so, yeah.
But lately, there's a couple. I'm really into Marc Chagall, who's similar to Edvard Munch, and there's a couple of ours, but Chagall for me is huge. And there's another artist called Joe Sorin, and then two other ones, Andrew Gonzalez, who does a lot of, he works very kind of, it's not abstract, it's more surrealism, but he'll paint the canvases black and paint with airbrush, and then use an abrasive eraser to return back, and that's how he gets his lines. It's quite fantastic. Anyways, him and then Mark Ryden, for me, are the most recent influences.
Cool.
Very lowbrow is what they call this movement.
Okay. Cool. And now, how long will your work be on display here? For people to come check it out?
Well, at the gallery, it will be here till November the 16th. So November 16th is the final day of the show, and all the pieces will remain up until that point.
Cool. And what's next for you? Are you already hard at work on your next exhibit?
I've got two series on the go. One of them is mulched paper, so I've taken paper and I've created my own paper for watercolor, and it's very expressive. So I'm mixing actually watercolor and acrylic, different areas of the paper, and it's very, very, very textural. And the other one I'm working on is very textural, but it's acrylic as well. So I've got an acrylic series and then a watercolor series that I'm working on, and they're both going to be about 5 pieces each.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you for your time today, and continued success, and happy birthday to you as well.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And if you want to come down and check it out, it's at 1051 Upper James Street in Hamilton, and it's an awesome display, and thanks again.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.